Well, hey there, friends. This is Gina Scalpone. I'm a hairstylist and a marketing strategist. And today we're going to talk about hashtags, specifically using them on Instagram. So I have been a stylist for 26 years. I have an online program called Glam Hairs Academy. And after my students go through my academy, it's a 9-week group implementation program, I invite my students to my monthly membership. Inside my monthly membership, we talk about social media strategy, marketing yourself online. I have mostly hairstylists and makeup artists inside my programs, but I do have others, like I have a nutritionist coach inside my program. So my program is for anyone that's service-based, specifically for people in the beauty world. So today we're going to talk about using hashtags if, let's say, you are a bridal updo specialist. So I'm following someone on Instagram, and she has the most amazing account, super cute. She does reels often. They're really fun. They're engaging. They're interesting. She's an amazing hairstylist. So I was just looking through some of the hashtags she was using, and I thought to myself, if she changed these few things about her hashtags, I wonder if this would help her business out, help her get more reach, and help her get more clients in her chair. So I thought I'd share these ideas that are in my brain with all of you to see if it will help you out. Okay, so specifically, this is for hairstylists promoting their business on Instagram. So the first thing you want to remember is you want to use hashtags with under 500,000 posts. Why do you want to do that? Because you're using hashtags to get noticed on Instagram. So if you have a hashtag like hashtag bridal hair that has a couple million posts, your hashtag will get lost in the shuffle. Another hashtag I saw this stylist use is bridesmaids and bride-to-be. So those hashtags have millions of people following them. So you want to make sure they use hashtags with under 500,000 posts. So that's the first rule of thumb. The second rule of thumb is don't use the same hashtags over and over again. So what I like to do is I have a batch of hashtags that I use when I'm creating posts, and I have them saved in the notes section of my phone. There's about 30 per batch, and I have about 20 in there right now, and I like to change them out every quarter or so. So you don't want to use the same hashtags on every post. It doesn't look fresh to that actual post. So make sure you mix them up as well. In general, the rule of thumb is what I like to use is I use all 30 hashtags. You can use 30 per post. I use 10 that are pertaining to the picture and 20 that my ideal client would use. So for example, I'm a hairstylist. I specialize in bridal hair. I live in Chicago. So I could use a hashtag that is something like hashtag Chicago Bride 2022. So you want to use something more specific. And so the third thing on that topic is you want to use the local hashtags. So again, like Chicago Bride 2022. I live in Chicago. An upcoming bride would be my ideal client, and 2022 would be ideal. It could be like bridal Chicago Bride Boho, or Boho Chicago Bride, or something like that, something specific, or glamorous Chicago Bride. So something specific. You don't want to use hashtags like as a stylist, you want to get a client that lives within, let's say, a 50-mile radius. You can't style someone's hair who lives in another state unless they fly in to get their hair done from you, or they fly you out there. But you want to use something that's local. So you want to use hashtags that are local for the area that you live in, so you can attract clients that are local that want to come to your salon or want to send you a private message or go to your website and inquire about your services. So those are the three things. Let's just recap, my friend. Use hashtags that are under 500,000 posts. Don't use the same hashtags over and over again. Mix them up per post. And then on a side note, make sure that 10 are what are in the pick and 20 are what your ideal client would use. And the third thing is use local hashtags. So let me just clarify the 10 that are in the pick and the 20 that your ideal client uses so you know what I'm talking about. So 10 that are in the pick. For example, let's say it was a half up, half down style. You could use that. Let's say it was a boho bridal hair. You could use that. Let's say it was a fall wedding. It's in Chicago. You could use that hashtag. So that's specific to the picture. But then, like, use a hashtag that your ideal client would use as if she were Googling something. Like, use a hashtag that she would be using to find you on Instagram. So again, the 10 hashtags that you use per picture should be different per picture because each picture is different. Sometimes if it's something that like I'm wearing and I'm in the picture and I'm wearing like a leopard dress, I'll put hashtag leopard dress. I'll use a hashtag new mama or new mommy, whatever is under 500,000 posts. So that's what you want to think about. So that's like a general rule of thumb with hashtags. So if you are going to try these quick tips, please let me know what you're trying. Please let me know what works. Go over to my Instagram account. Go to Glam Harris. I'll use leave a link in the show notes so you can follow me over there and see what kind of hashtags I use. And then let me know what you're using. Tag me in one of your posts. I want to see what you're using and what hashtags are working for you. I hope this episode helped you out, my friend. If it did, please share it with a friend if you think it'll help her or him out. And thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you soon, friend. Mwah.